Okay, we're on Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph, three lines down. It's a big Amud. So everybody ready? Buckle up. Here we go. Reb Chanina Bar Papa Pasach LaPischa LaHay Parshasa Mehacha. When Reb Chanina Bar Papa started teaching Megillah, when he started teaching Megillah Esther, so he opened up his discussion of Megillah Esther with this pasuk. Last night we learned a number of these also, and tonight a continuation of the introductions to the Megillah. So this is what he opened. Mehacha, Harchata Enosh L'Roshenu Banu Ba'eshu V'Mayim Ba'esh B'mei Nebuchadnezzar Arasha. So Ba'esh is talking about somebody's WhatsApping about Marif. Somebody else respond. Ba'esh is talking about Nebuchadnezzar. U'Ba'mayim B'mei Paro. And Mayim, water, is talking about Paro. Ba'totzienu L'Rvaya. And we were taken out to prosperity B'mei Haman. That was in the days of Haman when God saved us. Rabbi Yochanan Pasach La'Pischa La'Hai Parashas Mehacha. Rabbi Yochanan, he started his discussion of the Megillah with a different Pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim says, Zachar Chastov Yemunasu Leves Yisrael Ro Kolav Seyaretz Yishuas Elokeinu, that God remembered his kindness and the trust of faith in the Jewish people, and everybody saw the salvation of our God. Emasai Ro Kolav Seyaretz Yishuas Elokeinu, when did everybody see the salvation of our God? Bimei Mordechai V'Esther, in the days of Mordechai V'Esther. Reish Lakish Pasuk LaPiskalai Parashas Mehacha, when Reish Lakish started teaching Megillah, when he started teaching Megillah Esther, so he opened introduction to Megillah Esther with a different pasuk, a pasuk in Mishlei. Ari Noheim V'dov Shokek Moshel Rasha Al Amdal. So Ari Noheim is talking about a lion. Zeh Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. That's talking about Nebuchadnezzar. Tichsiv Be'alo Aryeh Misovcho, I think. I think that's how that's read. Right? V'dov Shokek, when it's talking about a bear, so the lion is Nebuchadnezzar, right? The Babylonian. Dov Shokek, the bear, is Zeh Achashverosh. The bear is Achashverosh. Tichsiv bei varuchei achrei tinyana. Dameho ledov. Sorry, that's how the pasuk is read. Right. So v'tani Rav Yosef elu parsim shokle v'shoslin kedov. So that when the pasuk talks of comparing people to bears, it's talking about the Persians. I don't know enough about Persian history to tell you about this, but the Gemara says that they ate and drank like bears. Do bears eat and drink a lot? I'm getting the impression that it's a lot. I don't know. But umisurvalin basar kedov, and they were big, like they were big people, like bears. Umigadlin seir kedov, and they had a lot of hair, like bears. So when the pasuk is talking about a bear, so it's talking Achashverosh is the bear. Ve'ein lahem menucha kedov, and they didn't have rest like bears. I thought bears hibernate, but I don't know. I don't know enough about bears. And where's Rob when you need animal questions? You know what I mean? Well, it's recorded as I forget it. Moshe Rasha Zeh Haman Al Amdal Elu Yisrael, and the wicked will rule on Amdal, on the weakened people. So that's Haman ruling over the Jews. Why are the Jews called the weakened people? Shame Dalin min Amitzvus, because they were empty from mitzvus. Rav Elazar Pasach LaPiskalai Parshas Mehacha. Rav Elazar, when he started teaching Megillah, he had a different pasuk that he introduced with a pasuk in Kohelet. Sisim Yomecha Mikre B'Shavlus Yadayim Yud Lov Abayis. That when you're lazy, so Yimacha Mikre. The ceiling, the mikre is the ceiling, right, gets weakened. And when you're shiflos yadayim, when you don't take care of stuff, you blow a bias, so you get leaks in the house. It's a good lesson, by the way, for home ownership. Sometimes you don't want to fix things, anything, and push it off. Usually in the end of the day, that doesn't pay off. Usually you're better off, you know, taking care of the issues. Neither here nor there. So Bishvil Atzla Shahoyalam Li Yisrael Shalo Asku BaTorah, because the Jewish people were lazy in their study of Torah, Nasa Sono Shalo Kadosh Baruch Hu Mach. So God's hand almost became weaker. Ve'ein Mach Ela Oni, like poor, weaker. Shenem Arvi Amachu Marchecha Ve'ein Mikre Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the roof. The roof in this analogy is God becoming weaker. Shenem Ar Mikre B'mayim Al Yosav. Hamikare B'mayim Al Yosav. God is sometimes compared to the ceiling. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak When Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was teaching Megillah, When Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was teaching Megillah, I thought you responded. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, you're wasting my time. I'm wasting my time. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was teaching Megillah Esther, so he opened the Megillah with a different pasuk. He said, Shira Malos, Lulei Adonai Shehaya Lanu, Yomar No Yisrael, Lulei Adonai Shehaya Lanu, Bikum Aleinu Adam. Now the Gemara is going to stand this pasuk. Had God not been for us, then what would have happened? So, Adam, Velo Melech. that a person is going to come against us, but not a king. Because it's talking, that's why it's talking about Achashverosh, because it wasn't the king that came against us. Even in Nebuchadnezzar, he was a king, right? Achashverosh was a king, but it's talking about Haman. Haman was the one who came against us, so he wasn't the king. That's Adam, but not Melech. Rava Pasuk LaPiskalai Parshasamei Hacha. When Rava started teaching Megillah, he opened with a different verse. Birvos Tzadikim Yismach Ha'am Uvimishol Rasha Ye'enach Am. That when the tzaddikim are prosperous, everybody's happy. When the rishayim rule, everybody is sad. Birvos tzaddikim yismacham zem Mordechai ve'Esther. Mordechai and Esther, people were happy. Dichsiv yir shushan tzahala v'samecha. Everybody was joyous. Uvimishol Rasha ye'enacham. And when the Rasha rules, everybody ye'enach. Like they groan. Right, so Zehaman, it's talking about Haman. The city of Shushan, Navocha, the city of Shushan was sated when Haman and Achashverosh made their decrees. Rav Masna, Mar Mayhacha, Rav Nasna said from here, Kimi Goydol Hashem Elohim Krovim Elav, that we see in the Megillah that God has a close relationship to the Jewish people, and so before he started teaching Megillah, he used to say this verse, that who is a nation that God is close to them. Rav Ashi Amar Mehacha, Rav Ashi said from here, we're almost through this. Oh, and he saw Elohim, that God came and saved the Jewish people. That also is linked in reference to the Megillahs, different psukim in Devarim, that the Amoraim would link with the Megillah. Vayhi bimei Achashverosh, Amarav, Vay Vihi. Right, so the Vayehi in the beginning of the Megillah is this statement of woe. It really means and it was, right? But Rav said that it's Rav. But Rav said that it's also the statement of woe, telling you like in the beginning of the Megillah, like something bad is about to happen. That God didn't despise us and he didn't allow us to be destroyed. Not in the days of the Greeks, Assyrian Greeks. And not in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. And he didn't allow us to be destroyed. Be may Haman, not in the days of Haman. Lahaper brisi itam, that God didn't do away with the promise, the covenant that he has with us. Be may Parsiim in the days of the Persians. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, Elokeichem, sorry. Be may Gog u'Magog, because he is still our God and will be even through the days of Gog u'Magog. B'masnisa tanala, but b'masnisen, they learned a little differently. Loma astim be may Kastim, that God didn't do it. He didn't despise us in the days of the Kastim. Shemati lehem Daniel, Chananiah, Mishael, Azariah. In the days of the Babylonians, he gave us these great leaders, these prophets. Daniel was not a prophet. Sorry, it was not a Navi, but Chananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were. That we learned that earlier. Loga altim bimei Yevanim, right? And also in the days of the Greeks, he gave us great leaders. Shemati lehem Shimon Atzadik, Vachashmonai uvanav, Matisyahu Kohen Gadol. L'chalo Sam, when God didn't allow us to be destroyed, again he gave us great leaders. Be may Haman in the days of Haman, Shem Matila Mordechai Esther, Lahafer Barisi Itam, that God maintains his covenant with us. Be may Parsiim in the days of the Persians, Shemati Lehem Shalbeis Rebbe, Vechachme Adoros, that we had Rebbe and all of the sages. Ki ani Hashem Elokeihem, La'asid Lavo She'ein Ka'uma V'Lashon Yechola Lishlot Bahem. Right, and ultimately, then nobody will be able to bother us. What the Gemara is trying to say is that throughout the generations, in each exile where we go, God always provides us with leaders, and therefore maintains Knesset Yisrael and our bonds to him. So Rabbi Levi, Amar Mehacha, Rabbi Levi, when he would start his learning of the Megillah, he would start from here. V'im lo sarishu as yoshvei ha'aretz, Rechi Amar Mehacha, v'haya kasher demisi lasos lehem eseh lachem, that just like they wanted to do to us, so it ended up happening to them. It's like, I mean, Haman, he wanted to hang Mordechai, happened to him, he ended up hanging, you know, on the tree. Achashverosh Amar, Achashverosh, sorry, read that wrong. Right, Achashverosh, the name Achashverosh. Amar Rav, Achiv Shel Rosh. So Rav says that really, I don't know if Rav is saying that his name was not Achashverosh, they just called him Achashverosh, or if he's saying that Achashverosh, you can, you know, learn things about him from his name. So what Rav is saying is Achiv Shel Rosh, U Ben Gilo Shel Rosh, that he was the brother and the Ben Gilo. A Ben Gilo is like a kindred spirit. Right, of the Rosh. Who's the Rosh? Achiv shel Nebuchadnezzar Rosh, Shenikra Rosh, Shenem Marantu Resha, Ben Gilo shel Rosh, who Horag, who Bikesh Larog, who Hechriv, who Bikesh Lahachriv, that he was akin to Achashverosh was akin to Nebuchadnezzar, because just like Nebuchadnezzar destroyed, Achashverosh wanted to destroy. Just like Nebuchadnezzar killed, Achashverosh wanted to kill. Shenem Arav Machus Achashverosh Betchilas Machuso Kosvu Sidna Yoshev Yehuda Yerushalayim. It's pasuk in Ezra that in the beginning of Achashverosh's rule, they wrote bad decrees about the Jews, and Achashverosh had it in for the Jews, just like Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel said, Shehushcharu Peneim Shal Yisrael B'yam of Kishule Kedera, that the Jewish people, like their faces, like got blackened during Achashverosh's time period. I mean, it was a very bad period for the Jewish people when Achashverosh was ruling. And that's why Achashverosh, Shehushcharu Peneim, their face got blackened. Rav Yochanan Omar, Ko Shezochro Omar Och Lirosho. Anybody who would talk about Achashverosh, you would say, Och Lirosho. It's so terrible. Things are so bad. Achashverosh, Achle Rosha. Reb Chanina Amar Shakol Nase Roshin B'yamav. And Reb Chanina said they call Achashverosh because everybody got poor during his day. Shenemar V'yesme Achashverosh Mas. Because the Megillah says, it's at the end of the Megillah, but it says that Achashverosh put great taxes on the people. So they call him Achashverosh because everybody got poor because he taxed the people significantly. Who Achashverosh? The Megillah says, V'yihim Achashverosh. Who Achashverosh? He is Achashverosh. Who Berisho Mitchilaso V'yatzofo. It's not you that he was a Russia at the beginning and then. Achashverosh is just a Russia. He's a bad dude. Now, the Gemara says you find similar phraseology in other places. Who Esav? Who Berishim with Chilas of Yasofo? Esav. Who Esav? Same thing. He's wicked from beginning to end. Where's Rav Schechter when you need? Who Dasan va Aviram? Right? He's Dasan. They are Dasan and Aviram. Him Berishim with Chilas of Yasofo. So they are wicked from when we meet them until the end. Who Amelach Achaz? Achaz also. Who Berishon Matchilas of Yad Sofo? All bad. Conversely, you find the same phrase not in bad but in good. Avram, who Avraham? Who Bitzidko Mitchilas of Yad Sofo? Avram, who Avraham? Right, he was righteous from beginning to end. Who Aaron and Moshe? They are Aaron and Moshe. Right, he Bitzidko Mitchilas of Yad Sofo, righteous from beginning to end. David, who Akatan? Who Bekatnuso Mitchilas of Yad Sofo? David Amelach also Bekatnuso. He was little from beginning to end. What does it mean he was little? Just like David HaMelech when he was younger, he used to make himself smaller in the presence of people who were more versed in Torah than he. So too, when he arose to kingship, he used to bow, he used to make himself smaller to people who were wiser than he. HaMoleich, Achashverosh was Molech. We're darshaning the Pesukim in the Megillah here, right? HaMoleich, so he ruled, Omarav, Shemalach Mayatzmo. He ruled by himself. What does that mean? Amr lo lishvach ramin lo gnai. Some say it's praiseworthy, Achashverosh. Some say it's derogatory. Amr lo lishvach to lo have inish to chashiv lamalka. Kavaseh. Some say it's praiseworthy. He was the most fitting person to be the king. Va'amr lo lignai. And others say that it's derogatory. De lo have chazi lamachusa. That he wasn't fit to be the king. Umimuni yaseiro diyo vikam. And he paid a lot of money and he got himself, you know, installed. To be the king. Mehodu viad Kush, he ruled from Hodu until Kush. Rabu Shmuel Chad Amar Hodu besof olam Kush besof olam. One said that Hodu and Kush were nowhere near each other. They were very far from each other. V'chad Amar Hodu v'Kush gabe adadi havikami. And the other said they were very, very close to each other, like neighboring cities. And Kishim Shemalach Hodu v'Kush kach malach misof olam viad sofa. And just like he ruled over Hodu and Kush, that's how he ruled over the whole world. Everybody agrees that he had a tremendous empire, right? The only question is how that was being described by two cities that were very far from each other were showing that he just had control over everything, just like he had control over these cities that were very close. Kayoti b'davarata omer, ki rode b'chol ever hanar mitispach v'ad aza. This is a pasuk about Shlomo HaMelech. It's talking about how he ruled. Ravu Shmuel, chad amar tispach b'sof olam v'aza b'sof olam, v'chad amar tispach v'aza b'aday adodi, habokai mikishim shmuel achal tispach v'ad aza, kak malach al kolo olam kulo. Again, it's the same thing, whether these two cities were very close to each other or they were very far from each other, but the concept is the same, that he had a large kingdom. So now the Megillah says, Sheva Yisrim Me'a Medina. He ruled over 127 provinces. Amar Rav Chisda B'tchila Malach al Sheva. Originally, he ruled on 7. Ulevasov Malach al Esrim. And then it grew to 20. Ulevasov Malach al Meya. And then it grew to 100. El Me'ata Ushnei Chayei Amram Sheva Ushloshim U'me'as Shana. But if we're going to learn this kind of drasha, that when that we can break apart numbers like that, so then when it tells us people's names, people's ages, sorry, then what are we going to break apart? I mean, he lived for 137 years. So my darsha space. So what's the drasha? So the Gemara says, no, there's no drasha. He lived 137 years. So it's not like a progression like that. Shani acha dekra yiseiru michdei michdi ksiv mehodu viyad kush. It could have just said mehodu viyad kush. Why do I need to know it's 127? Shma mina ledrasha. We learn from here that we can learn this progression. 7, 20, and 100. I'm going to finish the yom. Tanu rabban and shlosha malko bekipa. Three people ruled over the whole world. That's what Rashi says bekipa means. They ruled over the whole world. The Elohim, these are they. Achav, Achashverosh, Nebuchadnezzar. Three kings. Achav, Dichsiv, Chayashem, Lokecha, Yeshko, Mamlocha, Shalosh, Achadon, Isham, Nebakshecha, Ve'ilo, Dahav, and Malacha, Layu, Echi, Matzi, Mishbeluhu, that Achav made people swear from everywhere. And the Gemara is assuming the way that he made people swear is because he ruled. So he made people take those oaths. So Achav had this huge monarchy. Nebuchadnezzar, Dichsiv, Hoyagoy, Mamlocha, Shalosh, Yitain, Es Savaroba, O Melech, Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar, the Pasuk says that everybody bowed and they took the yoke of the Melech Bavel. Achashverosh HaAdamu, and Achashverosh is like we just said, that he ruled over everything. Tosis on the bottom, that cute little Tosis, he points out that there's actually other monarchs throughout history who ruled over the whole known world, not the only three, but these are the only three that are mentioned in Tanakh. So for example, Tosis says, you know, like Alexander the Great had a huge, you know, monarchy, at empire, that's what Tosis says, but these are the only three that are mentioned explicitly in Tanakh. You don't find Alexander in the Tanakh. Okay.